Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with T. Frank Carr. It's quarter number three. That means it's time to ask T. Frank. This is where we have T. Frank answer your Penn State football and recruiting questions or questions about life in general. At the end of the segment, we're going to name a winner. That winner will receive a copy of the Why Penn State book by Greg Woodman. It's available at whypennstate.com. If you haven't read the book, gotten it yet, go get it. It's a fantastic book. If you're a Penn State fan, you're going to love it. Especially if you're an older fan like me, you get to relive that great decade of the 80s. By the way, two national championships. And if you're too young to remember it, you got to get the book so you could learn. Important Penn State history there. All right, T. Frank, you ready for your questions?
Let's do it.
All right, where do we start? Let's start with Rob in Allentown, who says, I saw where another five-star wide receiver just committed to Ohio State. Credit is always given to their wide receiver coach. My question to you is, how important is the position coach to the development of a player?
Very. I mean, it's critical. You look at the good ones, and they can consistently produce guys that are productive. And even if it's not every single player gets better, which I think is the misconception, that somehow there's some magic juice that Larry Johnson Jr. has at Ohio State or Brian Hartline has at Ohio State. Once you get a reputation, John Scott Jr. has had three players in the top 100 at defensive end that have committed to Penn State over the last 3 years, if you include Damian Robinson, who transferred. So once you get a reputation of, hey, I can get to the league if I go to this school, again, goes back to the whole recruiting philosophy of just get more bites of the apple, get better apples, you know? Eventually, though, you'll hit on more guys, and your coaching, your teaching will matter. Certain guys just won't develop. And this is something that it's hard for me to say, too. Like, I don't like saying it because every single player has the opportunity to be good, but some won't be able to. You know, there are guys that don't take coaching well. There are guys that physically can't get bigger. There are guys that maybe don't have the athletic potential that it seemed like they did in high school. So all these variables end up working out. But the position coach can absolutely elevate the play of a position. And I think you've seen in Ohio State's system, Brian Hartline, who was a great technician himself at Ohio State and was a guy that was excellent at routes. He became a good NFL wide receiver. And now he's teaching players that have immeasurable skill to be able to do those things. That is a value. And that is something that receivers are also interested in going to this offense, not just because of Brian Hartline, but because of the offense itself, that they have an elite quarterback every year and that the system puts them under the spotlight. It's really about the receivers and their ability to win downfield. They have a vertical passing game where speed and explosiveness shine. So it's not just the position coach, but that can really make a difference with guys that connect with a coach and that then get better.
I think you mentioned a very good point, though. They're getting into an offense that will highlight their skills, and they're also getting into an offense that's almost guaranteed to have a really good quarterback.
Yep.
That helps in that position. All right, let's go to Josh in Morgantown, West Virginia, who says, by my count, I believe the last time Penn State traveled to a Southeast Conference opponent stadium was in 2010 against Alabama, a game that they lost 24-3. With the road trip to Auburn this year, how do you see Penn State faring on the road versus a Southeast Conference opponent? And secondly, do you think playing away in the Southeast Conference is different than playing away in the Big Ten?
I don't know. So let me start with the fact that I don't know. And this is the reality of I don't know what it's like to travel and then try to play football. So I don't, my initial answer is no. Travel is travel. It sucks no matter what. So if you're saying going to Alabama is different than going to Nebraska, is the distance different? Is the air quality different? Like, Alabama might be hot, but Pennsylvania's hot in the summer. So, like, in mid-September, is it any different than it would be in July here? So what are the variables we're saying? What are the specific variables that make the SEC different? Is it that they've got better football teams? I don't think that Auburn is a better football team than Penn State. Or do they have better fans? Do they have louder stadiums? Both of those things I don't think are true. I think Penn State fans would be offended if you said that, and I think that it's inaccurate. So I think that it's just this mystique. It is this intangible thing you give credit to because you give credit to it, that it's this undiscernible thing. So for me, the way I try to look at the world, I don't count that, because the only way that has power is by giving it power. And if I were a football player, I would ignore that. I would not believe in that, and I would push back against that notion, because it's just propaganda. Like, that's it.
I think, T. Frank, it's no different than what Auburn probably felt going into Penn State and playing in front of a whiteout crowd last year. There is an atmosphere there that Auburn hadn't experienced before.
Yeah.
Now, in the Southeast Conference, they do have rabid fans. Is it going to be, you know, big-time atmosphere? I suspect it will. But yeah. I also think Penn State, having experience playing, you know, the whiteout type of games and playing at Ohio State and playing at Michigan, I think Penn State is pretty well conditioned to play in front of a big, loud crowd. So
I don't think that will be.
Yeah. I think the bigger question is, how good is Auburn? And there is some question about that this year. All right, let's go to Dan in Gettysburg, who said, Josh Miller was rated as a 3-star, but not only was offered by Penn State, but was then pursued by Georgia. Obviously, he was understarred. I know it's not an exact science, but how does it happen that we seem to every year see a consensus 3-star being pursued by all the big boys?
Yeah, and originally Penn State won his services over Clemson. So a lot of elite schools wanted Josh Miller. It's because, so, you know, I've done a very deep dive into his particular film. I had him on my show, talked to him. He's a great kid. He is a big personality. He is a fun guy to, you know, be around, from what I've heard as well. And really what it comes down to is he played tackle at his high school, and he's likely a guard. So guards just don't get highly rated because guards are not as important as tackles. But I think there's some possibility that he could be a tackle in the future in the right system, and I think Georgia might be that place. I wonder out loud now for 2 or 3 weeks running, is that part of why he wants to go to Georgia? Is maybe he has the opportunity to play outside, where Penn State they saw him clearly as an interior player. But when you want to get into the specifics of Josh Miller, he's 6'4", 330 pounds, and I'd say most of that is good weight. You know, he was a little bit big, but it did not, I don't think it massively encumbered him from being a good athlete. So he's NFL sized. He's got great technique, and he is a mauler in the run game. And he's a smart kid who has the ability to get better in pass protection. So when you look at all those things, there's nothing holding him back from being a starting SEC or Big Ten offensive lineman. The star rating is saying his cap is that he's going to be a good guard, but he's not going to be a tackle. And maybe he's not an elite guard by the athleticism measurements, but there are other things that make you very good in certain systems and certain situations, and Josh Miller has all of those things. I think there's just more potential there, but maybe not the realized testing numbers or performance on tape based on playing a little bit out of position in high school.
I think there's also, T. Frank, the situation, and Yazeed Haynes may be a better example of this, where he was a Rutgers commit, I'll call it a Rutgers-level player.
Mm-hmm.
How do you scout every single high school player and scout them well? When he ended up going to camps, getting more exposure. All of a sudden, he gets an offer from Minnesota. Then he gets an offer from Penn State. And now recently, he got an offer from Georgia. So I think sometimes it's not just a case of they were misscouted, but sometimes they weren't. They just weren't scouted enough.
Or they're late bloomers. Or they're late bloomers. Like, you know, that's also a thing where Yazeed Haynes may have been fast, but we didn't have a time for him. And then maybe he grew a little bit since last year. I was not following his recruiting, as you point out. There's always more players to scout. So if you're not high on somebody's radar, and if a school hasn't offered you, so if a Penn State hasn't offered you, like a starting place to scout is, okay, what are the major schools looking at and who are they looking for? That's a great, you know, who's going to these camps? That's another thing is like, Josh Miller, I don't think, went to any camps, and Yazeed Haynes didn't go to any camps till this year. So that sort of exposure helps you get out there and get to be a more highly rated recruit.
Exactly. All right. Next up is Mike from Harrisburg, who says, did James Franklin and Penn State's offense get better at time clock management last season, or were there simply less situations for clock management that impacted the game?
Pass. So I have scouted so many football players. I have had so many conversations. I don't care so much about time clock management as everybody else, like how you use your timeouts. Like that part of the game, I understand everyone's obsessed with it that's a fan. I just don't care because I'm looking at, did the inside zone work? And like that's a more fundamental part of why Penn State wins and loses than whether or not you have timeouts. So to me, I don't remember, so I don't know how to answer the question. My answer would probably be yes, they don't have as many opportunities last year for you to be super mad about it.
I think the reason why fans jump on those mistakes is they could relate to it and understand it. And
yes,
there are some obvious mistakes that coaches make in clock management. And you know, we see it all the time, and not just James Franklin, but coaches everywhere. And it's amazing. When you win the game, your clock management is better than when you lose the game. Real quick, T. Frank, we need a winner.
Oh, there were some good questions today. Let's start with Rob. His question about 5-star receivers and positional coaches. I thought that was a good conversation. But everyone else, you got silver medal. Very good today.
That silver medal just means you're the first loser, T. Frank.
If you ain't first, you're last. There's...
Exactly. All right. That's the attitude. That is it for quarter number three. Stick around in quarter number four. We have some more recruiting updates. Stay tuned.
This is Jen from Collegiate Athletic Travel. We've been offering travel to the biggest Penn State games for over 50 years. This fall, we continue that tradition in partnership with Keystone Sports Network with a trip to the Penn State Auburn game. Join us for charter flight, staying at the team hotel, transportation to and from the game, and even a great tailgate party at the stadium are included. For more information, go to athletictravel.com or call 1-800-788-4414. See you there.
What defines the special spirit of Penn State? Why Penn State, by author Greg Woodman, looks to Happy Valley in the 1980s for answers. Featuring rare photos, original essays, and exclusive interviews with Coach Paterno, this beautiful 256-page full-color hardback edition explores the why behind We Are. It's chicken soup for the Nittany Lion's soul and makes the perfect gift for any Penn Stater in your life, including you. Order today at whypennstate.com.